I wave my hand in front of her face as she stares off into space. Earth to Mel Abbott. Come in, Mel Abbott. Sorry, Jen, did you say something else? If I ask again, she'll say she's okay. My concerns will be battered away with a light and airy, I'm fine, as though I'm 6, not 26, and need protecting. But then that's Mum, always trying to protect everyone. If I press her, she'll tell me that work has been tough, and I don't doubt that it is. As a social worker, she has seen things I never want to see. Battled against the system, the lack of funding, limited resources, trying to do her best for the kids. I think if she could, she'd like to hide some of them away. Somewhere safe, rather than filling out endless paperwork, waiting for court orders. She won't discuss her cases with me. She can't, so instead of pushing her, I ask, how about a picnic today? I guess it's kind of a distraction technique, the type she'd used on me when I was young. A bag of chocolate buttons produced in one hand, so I stopped focusing on my scraped knee. Jim, it's freezing. It isn't. It's really mild for November, and who knows how long we've got before the winter weather hits. I don't know.
Please, Mum,
Amy chips in.
We can wrap up warm.
At 13, she still has that cute factor as she flutters her eyelashes. I don't know. We don't have a lot of food in. She's wavering.
We can go to the shop. Come on, sis.
Amy is pulling me to my feet, both of us hurrying out of the door before Mum can change her mind. At the little Tesco, we sling food haphazardly into the basket. Me going for anything with a yellow reduced sticker on, Amy chucking in whatever she fancies. I discreetly remove some of her selections when she isn't looking. Despite Mum and I working full time, money isn't stretching as far as it used to. Not that we've let Amy know that. It's while I'm waiting at the self-service checkout, drumming my fingers impatiently against my leg as the red light flashes that I need help, that I think I see him. And for a second, I feel the floor rock beneath my feet. My fingers tighten around the handles of my basket. Is it him? The profile is the same. The bump in his nose from where it had been broken.
Are you okay?
The young assistant stalks towards us, high ponytail swinging. I want to tell her that I was, but now I'm not, when Amy chimes in.
We've accidentally scanned the quiche twice.
And I realise she wasn't talking about me at all. I glance out of the window while the assistant punches in her code, but the street is quiet. Empty. I'm left with a sense of unease, though, as I stuff everything into our canvas bags. Whilst we hurry home, I manage to convince myself that I must have been mistaken. In the kitchen, it's too quiet. Mum staring absent-mindedly out of the window, nursing a cup of milky coffee, a skin forming on the top. We're usually a house of music and laughter. I flick the radio back on. TLC streams out of the speakers. Amy and I begin to sing, Mum finally relaxing a little, joining in as she butters the bread I've unpacked from the bags.
Don't go, Jason Waterfalls.
Amy and I exchange a look, a grin, knowing there's no point telling Mum there is no Jason Waterfalls, because by the next time she hears this song, she'll have forgotten. She always gets lyrics muddled up, so we sing the same words, me grating cheese, Amy piling on Branston pickle, our voices growing louder as we plead for Jason Waterfalls not to go. Amy and I dance around each other, my hips swinging as I rinse grapes under the tap, Amy filling up our pastel chilies bottles with water. We've always pulled our weight, the three of us a team. Perhaps it's Dad not living with us that has strengthened our bond. Mum is the stitching holding us together. It's a testament to her that we never felt his absence as keenly as we could have. As a family, we've never felt less. The mood is definitely lighter by the time we pack up the car. Shall we ask Camilla and Mason? I ask. Until 7 weeks ago, my best friend and her 4-year-old son had lived with us. Sometimes I forget we're not related. She's been part of our family for years and we're all missing them.
Yeah!
Amy bunches her hair off her face, securing it with a purple scrunchie that has been looped around her wrist. She's changing, growing, her face leaner. She's beautiful and she doesn't even know it yet.
Picnic, you in?
I text Camilla. We can pick you up.
Still in pajamas. Join you later.
I don't need to tell Camilla where we'll be. Ashwood Forest has always been our go-to place, not just for casual.